Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing bands, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, let's get in the DeLorean, folks, and let's enter the date to 1985. Yes, we're going to hit the gas, pedal to the metal, baby, yeah. 60, 70, 80, 88 miles per hour. Yes, we have arrived. And let's welcome our special guest, Fast Times. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Rob Queen, and the drummer.
I'm Dave LaRocque, and I play bass for Fast Times.
Awesome. All right, and we have our co-host here, John in the house.
Good evening. John the house is in the studio tonight.
Yes, and we're going to go back in touch. Yes, and we're missing Big Papa. He might show up, he might not show up. We'll find out. All right, folks. Okay, so tell me a little bit about your band.
Our band has been together for a few years. We're called Fast Times. We are a collection of five different musicians, including bass, drums, vocals, guitar, and keys. And we play all the rock hits of the 1980s. So we're talking bands like Def Leppard, Bon Jovi, Poison, Pat Benatar, Whitesnake, Motley Crue. Did I mention Van Halen?
Nope.
Can't forget Van Halen and Van Halen. And, yeah, we've been gigging around for the last few years. And, yeah, doing a lot of 80s parties near you.
Fantastic. All right. And I'm just going to give the audience a little bit of flavor of what it was like to be in the 80s. Uh-huh. Okay. So Madonna, Wham, Phil Collins topped the charts. Goonies, The Breakfast Club, and Back to the Future was the box office hit. And big hair, heavy makeup, right? Acid wash jeans, denim jackets was the fashion. Walkmans were a thing, and Discmans were just coming out. Super Mario Brothers was the video game that was just released. And Calvin and Hobbes debuted in the newspapers. I remember back in the day, breakdancing was also like huge back then as well. Everybody was like, you know, breakdancing in school there. And I also remember there was a classmate, this was elementary school, a classmate, she was wearing a Kiss t-shirt, okay? And the teacher said, that's the devil, you better take it off. So she made her take it off and turn it inside out, and that's what she had to do for the rest of the day. What? So did you guys have any experiences like that growing up in the 80s? Like,
My parents were pretty cool when it came to my musical tastes. I grew up on Kiss, and they bought me my first Kiss record. They took me to Kiss when I was 12 years old. Loverboy was unknown at the time, and they opened for them. It was a Dynasty tour. And they were supportive with my musical tastes. There was a few bands that were pushing the envelope for them, but overall they were pretty cool with the music side. But they didn't want me having the long hair, and they didn't support that side of it. So
okay, today you've got the long hair.
Yeah, I grew the hair out back when I was just getting out of high school, and for about 15, 20 years had hair down to my waist. And then I cut it all off, and then I actually became an RCMP member or constable for 14 years. I was a police officer, and then I retired. No, yeah, I did undercover, and then I'm retired now, so I started growing my hair long again.
Oh, fantastic. Should we play Cops tonight? What do you think of that song? Do you love it or hate it?
It doesn't matter. I'm not into the rap stuff. It's fine.
All right. Dave, what were you like in the 80s?
Well, in the 80s, I have no musical influences from my parents. I do now, but I mean, there's only so much Kenny Rogers and ABBA you can listen to. My musical influence came mostly from listening to my brother cranking his music from his room downstairs. So I got exposed to a lot of the 80s rock back then. And since then, you know, you often will choose friends at school that share things in common, music being one of them. So, you know, you grab your denim jean jacket with your Iron Maiden patch on
the
back.
Never had one of those.
And then you just hang out with people who have similar jackets.
I did hang out with them.
Right? Out to the smoke pit and
I never smoked. I never even tried smoking, but yet I hung out with them.
That's
and
right.
I never had the jacket. Yeah,
didn't smoke, but that's where you go to hear the music on a ghetto blaster.
Yeah, Judas Priest and Maiden.
That's right. And smoking was like everybody was smoking. Like your parents were all smoking back in the day as well. Like you go to the store, they're just right at the counter smoking.
That's right.
Yeah.
In the car.
In the car. That's right. Everywhere, anywhere. That's how it was. And like I said, I remember going to the store for my parents buying some smokes. And you were like, I don't know, 10 or something, you know. They just give you the money and go.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. SK, and your brother is Randy.
That's right.
Tell me about Randy, because we're going to play one of his songs. He's in a metal band called Heathen Sins. Tell me about your favorite song.
Yeah, that's right. My brother, Randy LaRock, he is the founder and rhythm guitar player for Heathen Sins out of Langley, I want to say. And they've been around for the last, 5 years or so. I believe you're going to play Horizontal Hitman.
Horizontal Hitman.
Right.
And just so you know, folks, Heathen Sins, they were the number one winner of the Wham Bam East Fan Show last year. And we also have John in the house,
Just to add on to Heathen Sins, in Friday, September the 26th, they're at the Wolf Bar out in Maple Ridge. I think they're playing with Never Another, but check out Facebook events to find out when they're playing, and I recommend...
It's the 27th.
September 27th.
It's my brother's birthday, Hootenanny.
Hootenanny. I recommend everyone go to the Wolf Pub in North Lane in Maple Ridge. It's down the lane, and you have a good time.
And we are back. Woo! Amazing.
Awesome.
Yes, yes. Okay. What are we going to talk about next? All right. Did you guys have... Oh, yes.
I just wanted to throw in there. That's right. That was such a great throwback to Heathen Sin's first album when their singer was Justin Lake, who now is actually singing with, what are they called? Dirt Road Rebels. They're out in Langley and Abbotsford. Their new singer, Gustavo, well, I say new, but I mean, he's been around for a few years.
Yeah.
Amazing singer.
Yeah,
Gustavo Rampazzo, and you got to come out September 27th to check them out with Gus singing.
Yes, fantastic. Okay, next, let's do a little quiz.
All right.
Okay. So I don't know if you've seen some of the videos where, like, I say two bands and you get to choose which one you prefer.
Mm.
Okay. So let's start off. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Dave, you go first. Okay. Yeah. Quiet Riot or Whitesnake?
Whitesnake.
Whitesnake or Skid Row?
Whitesnake.
Whitesnake or Twisted Sister?
Whitesnake.
Whitesnake or Motley Crue?
Whitesnake.
Whitesnake for you is the winner. Mm-hmm. Okay. Rob, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Poison or Cinderella? I know, right?
Whitesnake.
Yeah. Striper. They're pretty close.
It's just
I'd say
for fun.
I'd say Poison.
It's just for fun. Okay, Poison. Poison or Rat? And I don't really know too much rat music.
Rat.
Oh, really? Rat.
Yeah,
okay.
Rat. I've seen them before.
Yeah. Rat or Scorpion?
Oh, I'd get roasted on this one if I don't.
There's only one right answer.
I honestly would say Rat.
But
it's funny, but I do love Scorpions.
Yes.
I think I got more into Rat when I was younger than Scorpions.
All right. And the last one, Rat or Def Leppard?
Def Leppard.
Okay. Def Leppard. John, you want to give it a try?
Sure.
Okay. So I gave you all the females, okay, of the 80s.
Okay.
So they're not necessarily, you know, metal, but, right, so because there wasn't enough. Okay. I'm sure there are if I looked really hard, but I only have so much time, okay? All right, here we go. Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar or Stevie Nicks?
Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar or Tina Turner?
Tina Turner.
She's the best. Okay, and Tina Turner or Blondie?
Blondie.
Blondie is the winner for John in the house. All right, and we're going to play a female-fronted band that's local. This is Unleash the Archers, and this one's called Test Your Metal, because that is what we just did.
Rawr.